Preface. ADP 3-19 FIRES defines and describes the FIRES warfighting function in terms of its major tasks, capabilities, functions, and processes, and describes the integration of capabilities and their associated effects through the targeting and operations processes. The successful employment of FIRES depends on the integration and synchronization of all elements of FIRES across domains and in concert with the other warfighting functions. This manual forms the foundation for training and Army education curricula on FIRES. Listeners of the ADP 3-19 audiobook should first understand the nature of operations and the fundamentals of unified land operations described in ADP 3.0. Readers should also understand how Army forces, as part of a joint team, shape operational environments, prevent conflict, prevail during large-scale combat, and consolidate gains as described in FM 3.0. The scope of this publication is broad in order to cover FIRES as a complete entity. It gives equal treatment to the diverse assets that contribute to the FIRES warfighting function. The term FIRES in this document includes lethal and non-lethal effects as delivered by Army, joint, and multinational capabilities. To create effects in multi-domain operations, Army leaders must consider the FIRES warfighting function in an inclusive manner, integrating assets and effects to meet the commander's objectives. ADP 3-19 replaces ADP 3-09 as the Army's fundamental publication for FIRES. The 3-09 series of publications is hereafter renamed FIRE Support. The purpose of renumbering FIRES doctrine is to remove the implication that FIRES applies only to one or two branches and to become more inclusive of all elements of FIRES. The principal audience for ADP 3-19 is all members of the profession of arms, commanders and staffs of Army headquarters serving as joint task force or multinational headquarters should also refer to applicable joint or multinational doctrine concerning the range of military operations and joint or multinational forces. Trainers and educators throughout the Army will also use this manual. Commanders, staffs, and subordinates ensure their decisions and actions comply with applicable United States, international, and, in some cases, host nation laws and regulations. Commanders at all levels ensure their soldiers operate in accordance with the law of war and the rules of engagement, ROE. See FM 27-10. ADP 3-19 uses joint terms where applicable. ADP 3-19 applies to the active Army, Army National Guard, Army National Guard of the United States, and U.S. Army Reserve unless otherwise stated. The proponent for this publication is the United States Army FIRES Center of Excellence. The preparing agency is the United States Army FIRES Center of Excellence and Fort Sill. Send comments and recommendations on Department of the Army, DA Form 2028, Recommended Changes to Publications and Blank Forms, to Directorate of Training and Doctrine, 700 McNair Avenue, Suite 128, Attention, ATSF-DD, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, 73503. By email to sill.fcoe.mbx.dotd-doctrine-inbox@mail.mil or submit an electronic DA Form 2028.